Thanks for tuning into The Revolution with Jim and Trav. Now, here's our catfishing guru, the proprietor of the Beanhole, and a man with over 250 pairs of overalls, Cat Daddy. Brought to you by Yamaha's proven off-road ATVs and side-by-side vehicles. Check them out at yamahamotorsports.com. Here are the boys.
Grab a rod, grab my net, hit the creek. Make a set.
Hey, we are back. We're talking from the ground up on this week's show. Before the break, we had old River Class on. And, of course, what a great guy he is.
That's right. Going from horseback to catback. With Cat Daddy, the Kansas Catman. Mr. Cat Daddy, how's it going, buddy?
Well, horseback to catback to fatback.
Now, you like that old belly skin off them old catfish, right?
Oh, yeah, that old flathead belly, man. You can't beat that with a big stick.
Now, can you make bacon out of that?
Well, hellfire. I don't know, Jim.
You ought to try
that. I never thought about making bacon out of that.
I think you've asked that a few times, you know? Jimbo likes to strip the back straps out of those channel cats.
Well, I'll tell you what, he'd have plenty of fish to do it with because we've been out drifting in the flats out on the lake. Not doing too bad at all.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, fresh cut shad, out there drifting. We got six poles out. Covering a lot of territory, man. The fish are starting to move in and flash, chasing them shad.
Now, you know, spring isn't that far off, and obviously the cats have all changed their clocks, so that's good. but it really, you know, it seems like we're in that spring weather pattern because we go from cold to lots of snow to the next day 70. But is that picking up that bite? Is it kind of bringing them out of their lethargic behavior?
You know, man, I'll step out the front door, and the wife's got all kinds of crazy flyers planted and stuff, you know, every year. When I see them babies start popping up out of the ground, them lilies and them other dancing tulips she's got,
yep,
it's time to go fishing.
Well, now they've
been popping up all over.
Oh. Yeah, now, did you go out to Banner Creek? Is that where you're drifting, or were you out there Marion?
Well, we was up to Perry.
The other one.
And we was fishing the Delaware River for a little while.
Oh, really?
The old Del.
Don't have much current out on the Delaware, so you can just float pretty slow down there.
Yeah. Now, what is the depth of that?
Well, it varies, you know. It's a little bit better water than the Kansas River, because you got all them sandbars out there, and it's really low.
Yeah.
But the Delaware, you know, it's got a little better water. It used to have a lot of current to it, but anymore it's just a trickle. But it's just enough, you know, to get you down around the bend a few ways. And, oh, I don't know. The deepest spots out there is probably 30 feet.
Oh.
But that's in a bend around a hole, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, the average is, I think, about 12 to 14 feet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, now when you're on the lake, you're really relying on the wind to push you wherever you're going to go. But on the river, you've got that current that really helps you.
Well, yeah, you got a little trickle of a current. Like I say, it ain't like it used to be down there, but like out on the lake, we had the trolling motor going, and we've just using it, you know, on the days the wind wouldn't push us.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, them fresh shad guts and cut up in the heads and the side pieces of it, you know, those fish are really hungry right now, so they're going to hit it pretty hard.
Yeah, now how many cats did you guys land?
I'll never tell.
You can lie.
We done pretty good. We done pretty good out there, and they vary from five all the way up to about 14, 15 pounds.
It's a good guy never tells you how many catfish they caught. He says, more
damn
than
right
one.
Damn right where you're fishing either.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Now, what time of day are you guys getting out for this?
Well, you know, it's a little chilly still in the mornings, you know, so we've been kind of hitting the water about 10:30.
It's right after
then,
the third
then
cup of coffee.
Drifting out to about 4:35 o'clock.
Oh, wow, really?
Home.
Yeah.
Yeah, it take about an hour or two to clean them fish and get everything worked out right. Yeah, it's a pretty productive day, pretty productive day.
Well, let's just say this, 2 hours for you cleaning fish, that is a hell of a lot of fish, okay?
I'll never tell.
Oh, my goodness. Now, the thing is, when you're baiting up this hook, okay, for drift fishing, what size of a hook are you using, and do you actually smash that head to get a little more flavor going out into the water? What do you do?
Well, sometimes we do crush that head up. I mean, just mangle it pretty hard. I got this little wooden mallet and this little bag I put it in, and I whack it about 3 or 4 times. And it pops in my eyeballs and gets that eyeball juice rolling around in there. it's pretty good bait, you know. We use I've been using about a number five kale hook, stainless steel kale hook.
Yeah.
And they're a funny shaped hook, but boy, when you set that hook on, man, it goes right through the top of their head.
That'll give you a headache.
Not saying that don't hurt, but
those are all
the flay knife. The flay knife's worse than that hook.
that gives a whole new meaning to did you hook them?
Yeah, Cat Daddy's not playing around like those bass anglers. No.
No. We're out there to kick some bass.
Now, do you guys have anything available right now? Because obviously, you know, people got cabin fever. They want to get the hell out. They want to go fishing with Cat Daddy. Are you pretty booked up?
Well, we're starting to get that way right now. You know, early spring's like that every year. We got damn sure a few openings left open, you know, for folks that like to go out there and do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If they catch some table fare.
And where do we have to go to find out more about you?
Well, you just go to www.catdaddyguideservices.com, and that'll just about explain everything you need to know.
Yeah. Now, how long have you been a guide for, Cat Daddy?
Oh, let me knock the dust off this. Let me see. probably since about 80, 82, 83.
Back when you and the Delaware both were fast.
You got that right.
Yeah, hey, if you'd like to write old Cat Daddy and send him a photograph of your latest and greatest, send it to catdaddy_1@msn.com.
Yeah, this has been brought to you by Yamaha's proven off-road ATVs and side-by-side vehicles. Hop online, check them out, yamahamotorsports.com. And seriously, boys and girls, make 2023 the year you get out with Cat Daddy. It'll be the best fishing trip you've ever been on or will ever have. Isn't that right, Jimbo?
That's right, and I'm going to do it too.
That's right. Cat Daddy, we love you so much, buddy.
Man, I tell you guys, it's just a daggone honor just to be on your show.
This is The Revolution with Jim and Trav. We kind of like to be stalked, so go ahead and follow us.
Instagram, Twitter it.
Facebook. And at JimandTrav.com. The voice will return in a few moments.